You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio on KMUN, Astoria 91.9, and KTCB Tillamook 89.5. Well, now that we're done with the formalities, gents, how do you feel about being on the radio?
I'm good, I guess.
This is terrifying.
I feel the same way.
It's better the second time around, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, this is our second show.
Well, this is my first time, and I'm horribly terrified on the inside.
It gets easier.
Well, if you don't mention any mistakes, then they don't exist. Just remember that.
They're non-existent if you don't point them out.
Right.
Nobody's going to notice them anyway.
Well, this isn't very snappy, so I guess I'll just introduce the songs. We can say the song is at the beginning, right? Okay. Well, I just got a nod, so... At first, we're going to do Panic at the Disco. Lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking her clothes off. And I'm going to dedicate that one to Brittany, who I know is listening. And then we're going to have Blink-182, I Miss You. So we're doing the 2000s super comeback. And then at the very end, we'll have a band from Seattle. Or is it Vancouver? Oh, wait, it's Vancouver. They're called OK Vancouver OK. It just now clicked. We're going to have a band called OK Vancouver OK, Hologram of Beauty. And I'm sure it's the most radio time they've ever gotten.
Is it still me that makes you sweat? Am I who you think about in bed? When the lights are dim and your hands are shaking as you're sliding off your dress. And think of what you did and how I hope to God he was worth it. When the lights are dim and your heart is racing as your fingers touch your skin. I got more wit, a better kiss, hotter touch, a better than any boy you'll ever meet, sweetie, you had me. Girl, I was it, look past the sweat, a better love deserving of exchanging body heat in the passenger seat. No, 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 you know it will always just be me. Let's get these tea hearts beating faster, faster. So testosterone boys and hold the great girls. Will you dance to this beat and hold a loving cause? So testosterone boys and hold the great girls. Will you dance to this beat and hold a loving cause? So I guess we're back to class. So cameraman, swing the focus. In case I lost my train of thought, where was it that we last left off?
Pick up, pick up.
Oh, now I do recall. To the part where the shock sets in and the stomach acid finds a new way to make you get sick. I hope you didn't expect to get all of the attention. Let's not get selfish. Did you really think I'd let you kill this chorus?
Let's get these T-hearts beating faster, faster. So testosterone boys and let's get these teen hearts beating faster. I've got more wit, a better kiss, hotter touch, a better than any boy you'll ever meet, sweetie, you had me. Girl, I was it, look past the sweat, better love deserving of exchanging body heat in the passenger seat. No, 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 you know it will always just be me. Let's get these teen hearts beating faster, faster. So
testosterone boys and hard liquid.
nightmare. The shadow in the background of the moor. The unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if we want, where you can always find me. And we'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends.
Indecision to call you and hear your voice of treason. Will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain tonight.
Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
it seems to me I just can't help it. Better have cyber for the more thrift. Better have cyber for the feeling song.
Thanks so much for listening. Next up we have Brian and Tyler are reading their articles from the Astro Post.
Hi, my name is Brian Wilder, and I'm a senior at Astoria High School.
And my name is Tyler Gagnon. I am a junior at Astoria High School.
I have been in the school's journalism program for 2 years now. My job is to write articles for the paper. I mainly specialize in sports articles, but I also do some work in the photography section of the paper.
This is my first year in journalism, and I am the sports editor. I'm responsible for looking over the layout and articles in the sports section of the Astro Post, while also writing articles of my own.
We are here to spread the word of the Astro Post, a student-led newspaper that the school has provided since the mid-1920s.
Here's an example of what you'll find in the Astro Post. The legendary Star Wars franchise has once again dazzled audiences with the new film Rogue One, A Star Wars Story. The story takes place right before Episode 4, A New Hope, and is about the group of rebel soldiers that stole the Death Star plans and delivered it back to the rebel leaders. The film takes place with a sort of twist on the original plot of A New Hope. Jyn Erso is the main character in the movie, played by Felicity Jones. The film explains her life while also explaining the events that lead up to A New Hope and The Empire Strikes Back. Erso teams up with Cassian Andor, a rebel spy, and his droid K2SO to find her father, Galen Erso, who was kidnapped to be the lead scientist behind the Death Star plans. Erso befriends multiple supporters of the Rebel Alliance along the way. They all team up to get the plans to the leaders to save the galaxy. The movie was released into cinemas in the United States on December 16, 2016. It now has made over $700 million worldwide. It has gotten many decent reviews, including Peter DeBruge of Variety, who stated, "For the original generation of Star Wars fans who weren't sure what to make of Episodes 1, 2, and 3, Rogue One is the prequel they have always wanted." The film was the beginning of the new Star Wars anthology series, which tells stories about characters and events outside from the original Star Wars films. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, features new characters and the return of some familiar voices and faces from the original trilogy, including James Earl Jones as the original voice of Darth Vader, to add on to one of the greatest film franchises of all time. Fans all around the world cannot wait to see what else is in store for the future films in the Star Wars world. You will find this in the entertainment section of the paper.
That was a great movie. Here's a piece that went into the sports section of the paper, but also had some of our own opinions thrown into it. Following the NFL's recent ratings drop, several people have set out to find the reason behind the disinterest in this year's season. According to the reigning NFL MVP, Cam Newton, the league needs to understand that the players need to express themselves. Although we may think of them as role models for children, they're just regular people like us. I really can't talk on their ratings, Newton said, according to ESPN, preparing for his primetime game. In some way, shape, form, or fashion, we are entertainers. Our influence ranks second to none at this time of the year, he said, in response to the league stating that it was for the children. Newton also reportedly wants the league to allow more celebration after big plays on the field. You're asking a person who celebrates, he said, with a smile wide across his face. Antonio Brown is a major victim of the league's strict policy on what they consider excessive celebration. After two bouts of penalties and fines being $9,115 and $6,076, respectively, Antonio Brown shows no sign of slowing his celebration antics. He is one of many players that have been fined thanks to this year's newly revamped guidelines. There are many fairly controversial celebrations this year, such as the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles punting the ball into the crowd at London's Wembley Stadium. Surprisingly, this act did not receive any sort of penalty, as it did not break any of the league's guidelines. On the other hand is Cleveland Browns receiver Terrell Pryor, who after a touchdown ran to the sideline referee, attempted to toss the ball over, but hit an opposing player by accident. This play warranted a 15-yard penalty enforced on the kickoff, leaving Pryor shocked at the call. The NFL is cracking down on what players can and cannot do as a celebration, but at the same time, this may be potentially harmful to them. Not only are players unhappy with their lack of freedom, but in some way, this may even tie back into the unexpected ratings drop.
We come out with new editions of the paper every month, and they can be found in many different locations, such as the Astoria Aquatic Center or the Astoria Public Library.
You can also find us online at our website, astropost.net.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the work of our student articles.
Hi. Next segment we have is Taylor Ford's Random Word of the Day.
Bacon.
Thank you so much, Taylor Ford.
Now I can keep you, Mama, inside you care. So get down, down here beside me.
And you may find yourself in a beautiful house. with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself,
hey, did you forget what you're listening to?
I'm marketing. You're listening to the Coast Community Radio.
So those last two songs were
For a long time,
Genesis with Mama and Talking Heads with Once in a Lifetime.
Next you're going to listen to Kylie and Company talk about toxic friendships.
Hi, my name is Kylie Witherby, and today we're going to be talking about how to escape a toxic friendship. Some ways to kind of know you're in a toxic friendship is if they're causing you more grief than happiness, which you're having more good times than bad, and arguing more than you used to, and it's just not the same chemistry between you two. Another thing is if they embarrass you in social situations in order to gain attention from others, which is kind of making fun of you in front of others to make them laugh. But you don't really think it's funny. It hurts your feelings more than you find it amusing. Another thing is that you're okay one-on-one, but when you're in a social setting with this person, you don't feel comfortable being with them as much as you do one-on-one. And another thing is, if they have no flaws, but you have all kinds of them in their eyes, and they think you're terrible or not as good as them, but they're great, and they can't tell that everything you do is wrong, and everything they do is right.
Hi, I'm Nicole. And one other way you can realize that you're in a toxic relationship is that if you find yourself being influenced by their bad behavior and people start thinking that you're like them, kind of like a guilt by association situation.
Hi, my name's Josh. One way you can tell if you're in a toxic friendship is either by knowing that they are talking smack behind your back, and knowing that, and you know that because they're telling it to your other friends, and since all of you guys are friends, then obviously you guys are going to be talking back to each other. Another way is that she can never, they can never see that their own flaws, and they seem like there's nothing wrong, like it's always your fault, and that if you guys are in an argument, then you're always in the wrong, and you just can never be right. Another reason is that they can either betray your trust or say something that hurts you a lot, and they know that because you've told them that hurts you a lot, and it's a really sensitive subject, but they think that it's all right because they're with other people who they think will be funny. And yeah.
So it's just kind of like they're like a dictator almost, like, yeah. Queen bee.
Yeah, Queen bee. They're always ruling over the people.
Hi, I'm Astronomus, and a part of a toxic relationship is that they act fake around certain people. Such as how they, like, always want to be the center of attention, and how if there's cool people around, they want to act cool. Or if there's people that aren't so popular, they want to act like they're better than them. And a way you can help a toxic relationship is try to be more positive and look through the negative things. Like, if they're always saying, I don't like that shirt on you, why do you wear it? Just sort of look through it and not really give too much energy into it, because that's what they want, is they want energy and attention, because they feel that they need more than what they have.
I think that's a really good point about being in a toxic relationship.
Yeah, that's really good.
I've experienced that many times.
I think we all have experienced that many times.
Yeah. I'm Kylie.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Astronomus.
Thank you for listening to KAYR.
Thank you, Kylie, for that informative segment. Now I know that I need to remove Dylan from my life. Please, Dylan, get out of the studio right now. I don't need you anymore.
Fine.
Good. Leave.
Get out.
Anyways, next, we're going to have some open mic stuff. Evan's going to do a talking piece, and then there's going to be a song with him in it, and then there'll be a song by Calvin Roy, and then Taylor will perform live for us.
Oh, I am?
You are.
Oh.
Yeah, I hope you're ready.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Evan Lemmy. I'm a senior at GSC Academy, and I'll be reading an original piece that I'd like to dedicate to a great friend of mine and a local writer, Matt Love. This is Tripping Upon the Days. I got no reason to deny my sorrows, just trying to shake away to avoid tomorrow. I promise it's not stolen, just borrowed. All I'm trying to do is break away and find my purpose, breaking away because in my heart I know Mother Earth is worth it. I'm cheating on passion with creativity. I don't seem to be losing yet, but my brain is blistering. Come step into another perspective so it won't be a mystery. Like a story could tell you what it's worth. What's it like to be brainwashed since birth? All your reasons to stay are why I want to go. Little do you know, your words, they break my bones. I'm completely surrounded, but I'm all alone, man. This town is so damn overgrown. Who am I to take my life in my own hands? Who am I to try to become the best that I can? But who are you to judge me because I'm not becoming your ideal type of man and cut me open because you just don't seem to understand? Do you ever think that maybe we aren't supposed to be living for money? What if all we're really supposed to do is be happy? Wouldn't that be funny? Greetings, welcome to the world. You aren't going to make it out alive, but go ahead and give it a whirl. School setting boundaries. Boundaries that bound me to this more bitter than sweet reality. I'm so tired of all these damn teenage casualties. So tired of everyone telling me who I'm supposed to be and what it means for one to succeed. I believe success should not be measured in happiness, not how much currency you can make or how well of a test you can take. People tell me this won't take me far, but deep down in my heart, I know that I'm here to create art and not be another damn replacement part. You know, I got a good reason for trying to take the easy way out. If you don't believe me, just listen closer so I won't have to shout. I am the day tripper, speeding up so I can slow down. I'm searching all around for something that's already been found. Sometimes I want to lash out my eyes so all I have is sound. I can't stand to watch society destroy itself more than it already has. I can't stand to watch these people act as brats. When will we wake up and realize we are all we have if we want to make this planet last? This whole dopamine joke is way overrated. More overrated than all these rappers that are getting faded because they claim they're too jaded. Too jaded to write about anything other than consuming. But hey, man, that's how corporate's booming. Everybody's convinced that if you keep buying more and more, it'll keep your life from being depressing and a bore. In return, we're killing the planet faster and faster. And I mean, goddammit, just because you think you need it doesn't mean you do. But that's what no one seems to get. So why don't you go out, buy a pony, ride it twice, get bored, and sell it to make glue? Do you understand my point yet? Do you think it's valid killing all the animals so you can have a salad? If they're still allowing me to speak, I'll be surprised, because it seems whenever someone shines a bit of light on the situation, they do the best to snuff it out with their homemade disguise. And the scariest thing is nobody seems to care. Because what they're force-feeding seems so dope, so swiggity-swaggity dope, that until you realize their intentions are to make you choke. And by the time you've realized it, it's already too late. You've done more than swallow the bait, and now they're shredding up your insides with hooks they'll just label as fate. For war, they'll steal our sons and daughters with promises that they won't be cannon fodder. But in today's reality, that's not the children we should worry about. I mean, what about these kids overseas getting bombed on the daily without a second thought or hint of doubt? And all the pretty little puppets that go around hiding the mishaps and casualties will tell me, is it an accident when they're over there annihilating families? Thousands of men, women, and children being bombed and turned to ash. Tell me, man, how long can this last? The death of millions just for cold hard cash. Are politicians' hands so sticky with oily lies? I'm just waiting for someone to light a match and wave goodbye. I think it's funny that our government's out searching for terrorists to fight when they're right here. They're out searching miles and miles away when all they really needed to do was look in the mirror. You know, some officers killed a homeless man the other day for absolutely no reason. All this nonsense has me sitting around waiting to get taken out for treason. Well, I probably should stop now before I get put on their growing list of people who need to be hushed out.
Check, 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 check. Yeah. I'll keep moving on. My hope is gone. I've gotta be strong. It just takes too long. But I keep moving on. I keep moving on. I'll keep moving on. Even if my friends are gone. I'll just move along. Woo. 'Cause going on. Even when the love is gone, when my time is coming gone, I'll keep moving, I'll keep moving, I'll keep moving on. 'Cause I keep moving on. You know, 'cause I keep moving on.
There's like a 30-second intro, yeah. Shout out to Ghost for producing this.
Picking up the ashes of a dead man's dead land, toes in the cold sand, soul in my left hand, mist on my ankles from the ghosts I was running past. Only color in my lap, blood on the chloroplast. Only people around me got their eyes glassed from the blast of dirty smoke expelling from the broadcast. Alas, we should stop holding on to the past. Get this money, get this cash, go home real fast. Everybody knows that your hopes are hopeless. Selfish ambition's gonna keep you fake. Was homeless, no homes anymore. These folks is homeless, laying hard on the ground. Our spines are boneless, this my start. You ain't even seen my opus. You ain't got no style and your flow's atrocious. Got your puny mind boggled by this hocus pocus. You about to witness an apotheosis. I don't care about the closure, I'm just holding cold composure. I be sipping on ambrosia, got 10 pounds up on my shoulder. My friends keep on blowing doja, I just need me no exposure. I be rapping in October, so cold you can call me frozen. When they show up, I'ma put them on a plank. Serve them up for dinner, I'ma put them on a plate. Flow so old, who you trying to predate? Drown these boys in my words, call them mermaids.
So that was some open mic stuff. Now we have Taylor Ford live playing. What song are you playing?
About the times they are changing. Cool.
Okay. Here we go.
Good.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accepting that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are changing. Come writers and critics who prophesy to the pen, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. But don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For all the losers, and now we'll be later to win. But the times, they are changing. Come senators and congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are changing. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, but don't criticize what you can't understand. For your sons and your daughters are beyond your command, and your own road is rapidly fading. For the first ones are now, well, later be last. For the times, they are changing. The line it is drawn and the curse it is cast. Slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. And your own road is rapidly fading. Well, the first ones now will later be last, for the times they are changed.
Thank you, Taylor. You were amazing as always.
Well, thank you.
You're listening to KAYR, and next I'm going to play some music that I like, starting off with Aesop Rock, None Shall Pass.
Thank you.
You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio, and that was Nujabes, Aryan Dance, I believe. And next, we're going to have Bad Bad Not Good featuring Sam Herring playing Time Moves Slow. Thank you so much for everyone who's contributed to this show today. Thank you guys for listening. We'll play you out now.
Caught up, 'cause when you're so alone.